how can psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy help people dealing with mental health and addictions?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting area because it carries all the cultural baggage from the 1960s and 70s and the counterculture movement at that time. But what's interesting is that in the 1960s and 70s, actually, scientists took an interest in using these substances as part of a psychotherapeutic intervention for addiction treatment and for certain areas of mental health. And there's been a dramatic resurgence in interest in that area with academic institutions like Johns Hopkins or Imperial College in the UK undertaking renewed clinical trials looking at different psychedelic substances, again, as part of a psychotherapeutic intervention. So by that, I mean having people take these substances in a medical setting with a skilled psychologist or psychotherapist that is helping them to address certain challenges that they might be having in their life, whether that's depression. It's been used in end-of-life anxiety, as well as in tobacco addiction and alcohol addiction. And what's interesting is that the findings have essentially blown out of the water any of the existing treatments that we have for those disorders, which in many ways it's an open secret in medicine that the commonly prescribed antidepressants and other psychoactive drugs that are used to treat mental disorders have pretty marginal benefits overall for people. They certainly can work in some individuals, but in terms of their utility is oftentimes for symptom management and requiring that people take a medication like that every day, which we know many, many people don't like that, and they don't like the feeling of being on those medications. Whereas these treatments that I'm talking about would be a process of counseling and going through the medication experience over an approximately 6-week period, after which you would not be on any medication. And in many, many cases with these trials, people no longer are suffering from the symptoms of those mental disorders.
Numinous was the first company in the country to legally harvest these mushrooms. So what potential do you see in them?
Yeah, a lot of this earlier research that I've been talking about was using a synthetic psilocybin, and that's the active molecule in psilocybin mushrooms, or what people have heard probably referred to as magic mushrooms. And our company has licensing from Health Canada to be able to grow these mushrooms and research what molecules are in these mushrooms beyond just psilocybin. And there's a great deal of interest in looking at how some of these molecules might work synergistically together to bring about some of these changes that it looks like can be brought about for treatment-resistant depression or for substance use disorder. And so we're pretty excited. We just announced that we'll be doing a clinical trial with an extraction from these mushrooms, and we think that there's probably what in medicine people call an entourage effect of these molecules working synergistically together.